From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, what's behind Iran's new diplomatic overtures?
But first, the Republican-controlled Congress has voted overwhelmingly for a bill that would defund the president's Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, in exchange for keeping the government operating. But the bill has very little or no chance, you could say, of passing the Democrat-controlled Senate, which means a government shutdown on October 1st is a real possibility. It would be the first shutdown since the mid-90s. Chris Van Hollen represents Maryland's 8th Congressional District. He's the top Democrat on the Budget Committee. He voted against the bill, and he's with us on the line from his office in Washington. Congressman, welcome.
It's good to be with you. Thanks.
So what happens now?
Well, that's the question, because what the Republicans in the House said today is that they will shut down the government if they can't shut down the Affordable Care Act, if they can't shut down Obamacare. And I think, as everybody knows, the president and the Congress are not going to give in to that kind of political blackmail where somebody says they're going to defund the operations of the government unless you give in to a particular demand and wipe off the books something that's the law of the land and has been upheld by the Supreme Court, and which is already helping millions of Americans. So the question is going to be what happens in the Senate, and we don't know the outcome for sure, except for that the Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid has said he will work to strip off this provision.
But do you see any way at this point that we avoid a government shutdown in 10 days?
Yes, it is possible. It's possible if the Senate strips off some of these offending provisions, then the bill would come back to the House. Then Speaker Boehner would have to decide what he's going to do. And one of the things we've tried to do in the House is to simply get a vote on a plan to replace the so-called sequester. That's Washington speak for these job-killing, very deep, arbitrary and across-the-board cuts. We tried to get a vote yesterday on a plan to simply replace the sequester. We were denied that opportunity. At some point, we'd actually like to have that in the full light of day, and the American people can judge where they stand on that.
Now, Congressman, as you know, the idea of a government shutdown is very unpopular with the American people, but so is the Affordable Care Act at this point. Not quite as unpopular, but a majority in some of the polling I've seen says that they don't want to be funding the Affordable Care Act. So when House Speaker Boehner says the American people don't want a shutdown and they don't want Obamacare, isn't he right about that?
No, he's not right. And first of all, as you know, there are millions of Americans who now are already benefiting from the Affordable Care Act. You have millions of kids who have pre-existing conditions like diabetes or asthma or pediatric cancer who no longer can be denied insurance from insurance companies based on those pre-existing conditions. You've got millions of seniors with high prescription drug costs who no longer fall in the donut hole. So it's important to remember that millions of Americans are already better off. Now, these exchanges that are about to kick in, these supermarkets where people can purchase affordable health care, there is absolutely a lot of misunderstanding about that, not surprisingly, because Republicans have led this misinformation campaign and scaremongering campaign. And I believe they're very worried not that Obamacare will fail, but that it will work and that the American people will see all the scaremongering for what it was, and at the same time, they will have more affordable health care.
But don't you think that your party has missed the boat on the messaging campaign in favor of this law? A lot of people don't understand it.
Well, I think we could all do a better job, yes, of explaining the benefits of the law. I mean, the law has lots of different pieces. I mentioned some of the pieces that are already in effect. I think a lot of people don't even realize that those extra patient protections they're getting now are as a result of the Affordable Care Act, and that those would be wiped away if the House Republicans got their way and got rid of it. But I do think that as we go into the fall and these exchanges are developed where people can purchase these health insurance plans, and by the way, have the same ability to purchase those plans that members of Congress do right now in a similar kind of exchange structure, that they will see the benefits of it. But right now, there's obviously uncertainty because it's something that's unknown. And in that vacuum, Republicans have gone around the country scaring everybody as if it's, you know, the government's going to take over your health care. Well, let's be really clear. Medicare is much more of a government-run program. That still relies on the private sector, but it's more of a government-run program than the Affordable Care Act, which is based on market plans in these exchanges.
Chris Van Hollen is a Democrat representing Maryland's 8th Congressional District, and he's also chair, the top Democrat, on the Budget Committee in the House. Mr. Van Hollen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.